Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
622 on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass. Bo's got the day off. And we're about to grade the Falcons linebackers for the season so far. We do have a bye week, so it's a good time to look back. But I wanted to bring this up because I saw this Sports Illustrated story. There was a magazine from 1992 that just sold for a ridiculous amount. Have either one of you heard this story?
I haven't.
Have you caught wind of this?
Sports Illustrated. No, I have not.
Okay. I have not either.
As you know, I have been trying to stop the doom scrolling.
Yes.
So, I have not seen this.
Okay. So, this Sports Illustrated was of Michael Jordan celebrating the Chicago Bulls' second NBA championship in 1992. Now, it normally, if it's graded like 4.5, pretty good, sells for about $100. This one last week, though, sold for $60,000. Any guesses why?
Is there a picture of him holding this exact magazine? That would be my guess.
Huh.
Like, if there was a backstory of, like, he did a, you know, press thing, and he was, like, holding the magazine, like, look how cool this is, and that was the exact one. That's the only guess I can have.
That's a really good guess, but that's not it.
I mean, it can't be that much for, like, a signature.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. It's got to have a story. Like, people that buy these things want the story.
Right. So... there's a subscription. This was someone's personal copy.
Oh, like it has the thing, like a mailing label on it.
Oh. It was Kobe Bryant's copy.
No!
13-year-old Kobe Bryant's copy. How incredible is that?
First of all, it's incredible that Kobe Bryant had a subscription with his name on it.
Yeah, I know. It didn't go to his parents.
Right. Like, you know, not even like SI for kids back then, you know? Like, that's crazy. That is insane.
I know.
Like, yeah, I can see 60 grand for that.
Unbelievable.
Kobe stuff is just, man, you can't find enough Kobe stuff out there. It's just crazy. That's awesome, though.
Yeah,
good for that guy.
Yeah,
whoever
I would
bought that.
Man, 60 grand, I pay a milli for that thing. Hey, I'm like, pay a milli for that thing.
I can pull out a HELOC on the house. You know what I mean? A little high equity.
But what do you even do at that point? Like, I understand you're going to put it in, like, a case and frame it, but I would be so scared. Like,
dude, you're putting it in something, like, airtight.
Oh, I know.
Yeah.
Where do you is it going to be, like, in your foyer? Like,
Well, the guy that just has 60,000 to burn on this kind of thing probably has, like, a room.
Yeah, he's got a man cave. He's throwing that thing in.
For sure. Like a she shed.
Yeah.
Little museum.
There you go.
All right, so for the season so far, Falcons are 2-2. So we're kind of looking back as they have a bye week. Some games have been great. Some games have not been so great. So we're kind of handing out grades with each position. So let's take a look at the linebackers as a whole. Through the first four games, Mike, how would you grade them?
Yeah, it's an interesting conversation, and we talked at length on Monday and Tuesday, Allie, about how multiple our defense is, right? And the structure that Jeff Ulbrich has kind of brought to this defense, how he has, you know, implemented a lot of kind of 5-1 in terms of the front seven when you go to the nickel and you roll down safeties and you do things like that. So it's kind of a loaded conversation because as I've thought back on it, I was like, how did this group play? You're only talking about two people. Really, if you take out the edge defenders or outside linebackers or whatever you want to call those guys, you're really only talking about Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo. eventually Jalen Walker will be part of this conversation, and the more and more he moves off the ball and drops into coverage. But right now he only plays on the line of scrimmage, even though sometimes it is in a two-point stance, as you saw last weekend with some of the, you know, kind of zone read stuff. Caden Ellis has also played a lot on the edge and walked up on the line of scrimmage, but he's played a ton off as well. But then the conversation comes down to Divine Diablo. And when I started really breaking into this Divine Diablo conversation, the Falcons defense, what they've been as a whole, he's been great. But I don't even think until I really started focusing on it that I've realized how good this guy has actually been. Mm-hmm. And I started kind of diving into it a little bit. I know there's been a lot of discussion on the socials about PFF the last couple of days and what the grades actually mean and things like that. Like Steve Spagnuolo kind of sounded off, and then J.J. Watt followed it up. It is what it is. There are tools to be had. But I was looking at PFF today, and Divine Diablo, and we're giving out our first quarter grades, he's second-team All-Pro on PFF right now for the first quarter of the season. And it kind of brings to mind everything he's meant for this defense. I think we all knew he was athletic. I think we all knew that, you know, he was rangy, and we've talked till we're blue in the face about a former safety. Guys, but this is somebody who multiple times in his 4 years at Las Vegas, like, lost a starting role. And they were able to sign him for really a bare minimum for what he kind of brings to the table. He has been incredible. So it's almost like I feel like I'm grading 1.5 players when I talk about the linebackers. Like, I'm grading Divine Diablo and like half Caden Ellis, which, as we know, Caden Ellis' numbers also insane.
Yeah.
And it's weird because you go back to yesterday and I'm like, hey, what am I, A minus, mm-hmm. you know, B plus, A. To me, the linebackers are squarely in the A conversation. I don't know that we could have asked any more. The whole thing kind of breaks down to, is this what they are amongst other players in the NFL, or is this what they are with the backdrop of the expectations for them? And I think my expectations for Divine Diablo were so mediocre. Like, can he be rangy? Can he force, you know, opposing offenses, quarterbacks to do things differently? Or is he going to be great amongst the NFL? It's been both. He's been incredible in any realm that we want to talk about. And I think he has been such a good component and such a needed component of what Jeff Ulbrich does defensively.
And something you said there that really stuck with me. I feel like we're so thrilled about Divine Diablo because you said it. He was just such an unknown coming into this season. Like, we figured,
he might be going to beat Troy Anderson.
Yeah, exactly.
We were like, oh, yeah, we'll see what happens.
Right. Like, we was like, okay, there'll be some competition there. We'll see if he, you know, beats him out. And, you know, we'll see what the time he makes of when Troy Anderson is out to start the year. But he's been great. And at this point, Divine Diablo don't look like he's going anywhere.
No.
And
like extension time.
I was literally thinking that exact same thing. So with all that being said, and Caden Ellis has still been great too. And I think the versatility of these two guys, like you said, has just been so important to this Falcons defense and what they're able to do. You talked about that 5-1 set that we were talking about last Sunday when the Falcons were taking on the Commanders. I mean, just both their ability, we talk about Ellis and Diablo, to get into the backfield, but also can cover a tight end if they need to. You know, try their hand at covering a running back because they both got speed and get in the backfield, tackles for loss, getting sacks, all that good stuff. So just all the things they're able to do, it just – I can't help but give him A. I really want to give him A+, but I don't want to go that far. But it's definitely an A for me. And I think it also speaks to, we figured that whoever these linebackers were going to be, they probably were going to get elevated at least a little bit by Jeff Ulbrich, because we saw first here in Atlanta when he was in here in Atlanta the first time what he was able to do when he had Deion Jones, when he had Devondre Campbell, when he had Foye Oluokun, and all those guys went on to have really good careers. And Foye's still out here performing at a high level with the Jags. So, I mean, when you mix all those components together with Jeff, his background and be able to enhance linebackers, and then Caden Ellis and Divine Diablo also being really, really good players, I got to give this linebacker room an A.
You know what's also kind of insane? And I know that you've heard this name kind of brought up, so I'm going to bring this up as well. And I just it brings me to wonder how bad Jimmy Lake's scheme was. But Nate Landman has had an exceptional year.
He's already been Defensive Player of the Week once.
Yes. And that's a guy that we were just like, all right, man, we'll see you later. Hope you land on your feet.
Right.
You know? And this guy's probably, and I haven't looked at his PFF grade, guarantee you he's top 20.
Oh, for sure.
A guy that we were just fine letting hit the streets. Mm-hmm. That we were like, hey, man, we're replacing this guy. We're upgrading, more athleticism.
The landmine was fun while it lasted.
The landmine was cool.
But we ain't about to pay you all that money.
Great. Hey, man, hope you have a great career out there. And sure enough, man, he keeps popping up on the highlight reels, and it just makes you wonder. You're like, man, you really found a home with this Rams scheme. You're doing a lot of great things. And yet with Jeff Olbrich and everything that he wanted to do, Divine Diablo has found a home here. And really, their stories are very similar.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, you know, the Raiders were willing to let Divine Diablo just walk out the door and be like, all right, we'll see you later. It's kind of eye-opening to look at where both of these guys have kind of landed and the fact that, like you just said a minute ago, we weren't even sure what this guy was going to mean for this defense. It was like, Troy Anderson's there. Maybe Divine Diablo can make some noise. He's got a really cool name. Mm-hmm. We saw him play against the Raiders. When we played against the Raiders last year on Monday Night Football. All good. Dude, I don't know where we'd be without the guy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
And I want to touch on that just real quick because, I mean, at this point, and we just briefly mentioned Troy Anderson, at this point, Troy Anderson's time in Atlanta seems like he's on borrowed time. If Divine Diablo keeps playing this way, I don't know why you just don't stick with him, and I don't see them wanting to bring Troy Anderson back long term.
It will be interesting to see because J.D. Bertrand is, you know, back there. We kept Josh Woods on the roster. Josh Woods has been exceptional on special teams. You know, J.D. Bertrand and Troy Anderson both kind of have injury hiccups, and you'd love to both – like, it's one of those things where they're both going to be healthy at the same time probably, and you're going to have to make a decision, but you wish you could just keep both of them around because you feel like you kind of get this Clark Kent Superman kind of thing. You know, we're like one of, you don't ever see both of them at the same time. So that's going to be an interesting decision for Terry Fontenot and company to have to make. But it's been a good group, man. It really has. It's been, and I thought the same thing yesterday about the D-line and the secondary. It's crazy how much schematically they've been able to get these guys to play at a comfortability level. You know, it's not like all of a sudden they all just got better. It's just that, and Jesse Bates touched on this, a lot more comfortable in what they're being asked to do. There's not all these checks and everything. They just have game plans going into the week. And Jesse Bates, interestingly enough, was like, you know, this guy's been there. Jeff Olbrich's been there before. Really excited about kind of what he brings to the table. So it's just been a lot of fun to watch.
So I know you guys were talking about how Caden Ellis is kind of a standout for the season so far. Is he having one of those like exceptional seasons versus last year? Because I feel like I'm just seeing him all over the place.
You know, he was so exceptional last year that it's hard to say. Like, he was definitely our best defender last year.
Right.
And we actually did a whole show on it, Allie, where we were like, it's a crime that he's not a Pro Bowler. You know, it's ridiculous. All the like snub list for the Pro Bowl came out and Caden Ellis was on a lot of them. But maybe to your point, maybe this is the year where you look at him or Divine Diablo. Maybe Divine's, you know, taking some of the spotlight away from Caden. Caden is just so multiple. Right. When we signed him from New Orleans and Ryan Nielsen's defense, it was like, oh, guy's got 8 sacks, but he plays middle linebacker, but he's got 8 sacks, but he can do a little bit of everything.
And to your point earlier, the fact that we knew what Caden Ellis was and we had already stamped Caden Ellis as this guy's going to be a factor on our defense. With Divine Diablo, again, we just weren't sure what exactly he was going to be, how big of a role he was going to play. And now that we see how much Divine Diablo is standing out, like you said, Mike, he's taking a little bit of the shine away from Caden Ellis, but Caden Ellis is still having a great season. He's still that dude.
He's still that dude. It's and it is funny, the trickle-down effect. Divine Diablo being what he is has allowed Caden Ellis to move up to the line of scrimmage and be what he is, which has allowed, you know, Jalen Walker to not be thrust right into the spotlight, you know, a lot sooner. And it's just, it all kind of works in, you know, in unison.
A positive domino effect.
There you go, man. And it's good to say that about a Falcons defense.
A lot of A's going out. Well, we've got more grades coming up around 7, but next we're going to dip into college football. It's week 6. We're going to take a look also at what's going on in the Big Ten. Lane Kiffin is making some waves. And we've got my Mac drop. It's Thursday. We've got trivia. NFL logo edition. That's next on Sports
cooked,
Radio. 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.